Zechanesh Pras Daniela Shane Abbas Yeshua Falak.
Okay. Okay. Today we continue in Yoni Hotsa. Oh. Okay. Today we're going to see the fascinating machlokes between the Beis Ephraim and the Mishkan of Yaakov. These are the two Gedolim who wrote these. On page 15, you take a look for a second, on page 15. The Beis Ephraim was a Ephraim Zalman Margolius. He was a businessman. And, but nonetheless, he wrote Tshuvas Lahalacha. His famous sefer, the Mate Ephraim, that has the whole inyanim of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you know, those sefer. And he wrote other, you know, but the sefer in Halacha is the Beis Ephraim. The Mishkan of Yaakov, he was a Rav. The Beis Ephraim wasn't officially, didn't have an official rabbinic position. But interesting that in history, we find that big Talmidei Chachamim not necessarily have rabbinic positions in history sometimes go down more than
starting with the Tanaim and Amorayim.
Yeah, well, okay, the Vilna Gaon, right, the Vilna, right, the Chazon Ish, the Vilna Gaon. In other words, they're more lasting than whoever the Rav of the town when the Vilna Gaon or the Chazon Ish, etc. Maybe yes, maybe no. You know, there's a famous story about the Chazon Ish that he was in a base. This I heard from Rabbi Eliach, the story, that he was in a base medrash someplace, and different versions of the story, but basically the people thought he was the stam of Balabas and didn't afford him the proper respect that because he didn't dress in the rabbinical garb. He didn't, so the Beis Ephraim was from he was one of the great poskim, but not necessarily the rabbinical position. The Mishkan Yaakov was a big rav in Europe. So basically, they came out with tshuvas about Erevin in big cities. The Beis Ephraim was the Mekel, and the Mishkan of Yaakov was the Machmir. So someone decided to print a volume just with the Beis Ephraim's tshuva and Erevin, and just with the Mishkan of Yaakov's tshuva and Erevin, and put it together in one volume. And that's what they did. Because in other words, Beis Ephraim's tshuva is one tshuva amongst many tshuvas. Mishkan of Yaakov's tshuva is also one tshuva amongst many tshuvas. But if you're studying Erevin, you would just want to focus on that. So this kolol, the Mesek Eliezer, they put together the tshuvas with the footnotes, etc.
How long the tshuvas? Just the whole sefer about two tshuvas?
Yeah, I mean,
they've not been a big sefer.
It's a free sefer. Read the rest of the dedication.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Sefer. He gave it up for a wedding or something.
Yeah.
Not exactly. May have not been a big sefer with
one company. No,
it's adventure size. You know?
No.
Big?
Yeah. I mean,
just like the footnotes and stuff? Or?
Yeah, in other words, they put the footnotes and, a couple of tshuvas with Uli. So we'll go through to see, it's a fascinating idea here. Okay. First, let's look at the page 1. The Tosis on Vav Amud Beis, Dibra Maskil, V'chitema. So if you look in the middle of the Tosis, he says, where you see where the picture is over here, the first picture? Three lines above that. Because Mokom Arim Shus Harabim Gemura, Kigod Shus Harabim Achaz Mishnei Tzidei Hamovei Rochav Tazayin Amma V'Orach Rishus Rabbim Halchim Dech Movoy Dehashta Afil V'Movoy Dulavi Rochav Tazayin Amos Havi Rishus Rabbim Gemura. Meaning like this. You have Rishus Rabbim here, Rishus Rabbim here, and in the middle it thins out. In other words, you have a big street. It's 16 Amos wide, which is say 28, whatever, you know, feet wide, and then it thins out, and then it goes back to its original. So usually the shear of Rishus Rabbim is Tezayinam, you know, which usually come out every street that we have, you know, could be, you know, if you a regular even one lane street, how many feet is that? One lane, would you say? No? What does it say?
40, 50.
With the parking stuff? No.
Let's do first just the gutter, and then we'll do with the sidewalk. And no, what does it say in your phone?
Yeah, here and there, those little streets, but there's no sidewalk.
I mean, they vary. Okay. East 14th
Street,
East
15th Street. Okay,
now there's a major variance between, you know, say 14th Street and...
All those.
Go to Chinatown, Soho.
All those one-way streets.
Barely wide.
A one-way street is how many?
25 feet.
A one-way street is 25 feet. Without the sidewalk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Between the cars themselves,
the point here would be that even if this connecting thing, no matter how narrow it is, it still be considered as that Rishus HaRab.
Right. Provided that it's going in the same...
It goes between the two.
Yeah. But it means that in the same direction. In other words, you have this one street, and then it narrows, and then it...
It has to be going in the same direction.
The same direction.
Four cars.
Is the whole, yeah, so how big is that? What, did you look it up?
That's four cars.
Yeah, 25 feet.
I said 40, but okay.
So what does it say in your phone? I can't imagine the phone doesn't say, right?
Average.
Yeah.
With New York.
Yeah.
Street dimensions, let's see. Avenues are 100. Streets, standard cross street is 60. Major cross streets are 100. Street dimensions exceeded both the norms in Long Manhattan, where wide streets were 40 to 50.
So how many? What is it?
Normal standard street, standard cross is 60.
60. Feet.
Major cross streets are 100.
Right, but one lane street?
34, okay, let's see. Average width of streets in Brooklyn, 60 foot right of way, 34 to 40 feet roadway, two parking lanes, 12 feet, with space for passing with double parked cars, another 12 feet. Sidewalk widths vary anywhere from 8 to 12 feet.
So the whole thing?
The whole thing they felt was 60.
60.
With 34 to 40 for the roadway.
34 to 40 is the roadway?
Right, and then the four sidewalks.
You mean, so the plot that you're parking is not...
It's a roadway.
Right.
But the sidewalks are not included in 34 to 40.
But the 34 to 40 is in the roadway.
Right.
So that's already Tezayinama.
Right.
So all the streets... You know, have Tezayinam anyway. And certainly the two-way streets. Certainly
even
the two-way
so.
Streets,
unless
even more so.
Unless the parking area doesn't count.
Okay, but that's what Tosis is Mechadish. That if you have Tezayinama, and then it narrows, and then it wides, so then even the part that's not Tezayinama, is a Rishus Rabbim.
You said it has to be going in the same direction.
Right.
Not enough to be my foolish on both ends.
Right. Okay. Now, so the take a look in the Hagos Oshri on page 5. Hagos Oshri is that small thing where it says Hagah. You see where it is? Where the arrow is? So it says like this. Zavka Zalekin Bekia. In Baki, called Bnei Ha'ir, Mikan Mikan Derech Oso Movoi, Hamafula, Sh'orach Oso Movoi, Keneged Astrati V'Aplatia, Sh'orach Mikan Neged Shari Ha'ir, Mikan Mikan, Az Lo Sagi B'Tzuas HaPesach, Osu Rabbi Mavat Limechitzna.
In other words, so there's a machlokas in the Gemara whether we say that Osu Rabbi Mavat Limechitzna or not. In other words, if you have Rabbi going through the wall or through the Erev, and there's a Rabbim going through, so it's a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbana, whether we say also Rabbim Vavli Mechitzta or not. So the question is, how much is Rabbim? How much is Rabbim? So we'll see. Some say, the Rav Yoh here says on page 8, it has to be Hayda Davka B'Shus HaRabba Gemura Tezayinama. So, but Chora, Tezayinama, as we just said, is any street is Tezayinama. So then if you hold on to Rabba Vavla Mechitzta, so then
you have trouble on every street.
Now the Hagos Oshri says, makes the following distinction. He's on page 5. He says, if it's a public street, that's not just for the people of that community, but anyone can go there, then Afval Gav Delo Havi Eliyud. Even if it's only 10 Amos, it's not even Tezayin Amos, then he could... that will destroy the Erev. So,
how many people have to know?
So one second. So Rabbi Yehuda Shita is also Rabbi Vad Melchitzta, Chachamim say not, right? But even if you hold also Rabbi Vad Melchitzta, how much is a Rabbim? So some say you need a Rabbim of Tezayin Amma, and he says no, even if it's not Tezayin Amma. So Mela, according to this opinion, if you follow this opinion, I mean, even if you follow the other opinion, but if you follow this opinion, then even the country roads, you see, the country roads, some of them could be very narrow. So in camp in Marasha, we were just there the Shabbos, so the road of the camp, like Rav Salvation said, is not Tezayin Amma. But the private road once you get into the camp, into the Kolol side of the camp, you know, when you come in off what's that route called? Whatever it is,
yeah.
So that's a public, that could be a stratia. Once you come in, it's a very narrow thing. It's also privately owned. But even the route next to it might not be Tezayin Amma, but the Mishkan of Yaakov says that any public road, by definition, is enough of a rabbim that it's public, it's open to anybody, even if it's not a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you can't make an Erev.
Why is that a public road? It's not public road. It's probably anybody. The camp is only turned by a foundation or whatever. I don't know. It's not a public thing. Open to all of you. Anybody can go on it.
Camp is
owned. It's privately owned.
Sure.
It's owned by one person?
Who owns Camp? That's my wife was asking me. Who owns Camp Marasha? No, that was. So what does that mean? A nonprofit? So. What? So.
or whatever. I mean, I'm not asking, let's see, this in that particular camp, but something that's owned by, most camps, I think, are owned by, like, foundations, UGA or whatever.
But that's, but no, it's not open to the public.
Say, not the entire public, but people know it's open to a significant part of the public. At what point?
Well, if you didn't, if you're not part of, you didn't pay to go into the camp, you can just wander into the camp.
But it's not the same as he owns it. It's still owned by a group.
A group, a group, right.
At what point is it private?
No, so he's saying like this, if it's something that anyone could go, here his lashon is, he says, the davka deleka bekiya elamimnei hamovei, avonboki kol b'nei ha'ir, Mikan u'mikan, derech osu movoi. In other words, like the camp, maybe that's like their own private movoi, so to speak. So then...
You have a movoi that's owned there with 3 shutfim, and you can have a
right,
movoi
with 30.
18,000 shutfim.
Right.
Where do you draw the line?
But kol b'nei ha'ir is not, in other words, is not welcome. In other words, not a, just because you've been over here. Kol b'nei ha'ir. So any street in New York City is... Yeah,
that's mamish.
Any public thoroughfare.
Right. Oh, no, so the Hagos Ashri, we'll see in a second, is saying any road, even though it's not Rishus Arabim, but it's open to the public, you would, if you hold Ashri Rab Levat Lemechitzta, is no good. That means that will ruin the Erev, and you can't make an Erev there.
Only on a private road, right?
You can't make an Erev on a public road. Unless it's a private road, but
a
thing.
A camp road is only available.
So it happens to be in the main part of Camp Marashah. That's a public. You know, that's a public road. You know, by the A building.
Yeah,
that's a public road. But here is a private road. So a private road is that. That's why when they built the A road there, they made a way that it won't include the public road.
Marashah is different.
So the Mishkan of Yaakov holds like this Hagos Ashri. So Mela, based on that, he basically passels every Erev that's in your backyard. That's okay.
Bungalow.
Your bungalow colony is okay. Because some do, some don't.
You want to carry something down to sit outside and enjoy lunch on
right,
a Sunday.
Exactly.
Why
is it not considered a Shusha Yachid? It's only a Shusha Yachid if it has four walls around it. Not every backyard.
My backyard.
If you don't have a fence, you have to put up an Erev in the backyard.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only place to make an Erev according to these sheets is in your backyard.
Or
a bungalow. Where there's no thoroughfare.
But a bungalow is also open to the public. People on the bungalow.
People on the bungalow, but it's not a thoroughfare. There's no road that's going into, in other words...
As long as it's not open to the general
public. There's no thoroughfare. So that's what he writes here on page 14, the Mishkos Yaakov. He says, top line. He says, Das Hagos Ashri Elu, where time Ashri Mishum Deba, look at the second line, second arrow. Hayotze Mitov Dvarim, the Avla Das Asorim, the Eman Oata Rishus Rabim, even if you hold that we don't have Rishus Rabim. The Beinan Shishim Riba, Afil Haki Sovrim, She'ein Ma'arvin or so, Rak B'dlos is Nulis B'layla. And that's the Shita of the, which he started off with Hagos Ashri. That's what he writes at the end of the first paragraph. Here he says, when he quotes Hagos Ashri, Chetzover Ol Sham, Sof HaSuk, the Chol Shi, Derech Kvusha L'Rabim, Yukulam Bokim, the first word on the line is Ba.
Right.
So he says you could. So b'meila, according to the Mishkanos Yaakov, you cannot build an eruv in any area that's a public thoroughfare, even if there's no 600,000, even if you hold you need 600,000 to make a Rishus Rabim, or you need Tezayin Amma, it doesn't matter. The concept of Bekiyas Rabim doesn't mean Rishus Rabim. And therefore you could only matter it if you have Blossos Nulos Polar.
Is there a difference
or
between
Mitzvah
Darsalei Rabim and Ashri Mishum also Rabban Bassam.
That's next week's. So that's a future shiur. So that's the Mishkos Yaakov. Now the Beis Ephraim argues, and he says that he thinks that the way the Bir Halacha and the Beis Ephraim say, he thinks that he got the wrong shot in the Hagos Ashrei. It sounded that way in the Hagos Ashrei. But if you look here on page 17 in the Beis Ephraim, it says Omnam. So this tshuva of the Beis Ephraim is his famous tshuva on Erevin on page 17. The Omnam nirish hakavanas hagos ashri hu bezel divrei hari sham betoises. And that's what the Bir Halacha says. He says, no, but now Hagos Ashrei, you got it. What you said, Harav. He says, no, he thinks what Hagos Ashrei meant, that it doesn't have to be Tezayin Amah, means in a case where you have Tezayin Amah and then it narrowed, in that case, that there was no Tezayin Amah, but it started from Tezayin Amah, and then it narrowed again. But, so that's a really a Rishus Harabim. So then he says that, but even though narrows, it's still Rishus Harabim, that will ruin the Erev. But if you don't have any Tezayin Amah, then even though it's public, then it would be okay.
Yeah,
Okay, now, so obviously the Minhag HaOlam is not like the Mishkos Yaakov. Even the people who put up Erevin in different communities,
there would be fewer, like none.
There would be none. None
in any community at all.
Only in your backyard. Right, exactly. Now, there's this, Reb Lezer Katzman once showed me, page for the Sefer Seder Eliyahu, which is the autobiography of the Aderis, the father-in-law of Rav Kook, on page 23. So he says things that he told his son-in-law. Yeah, Azra'a. You see, on top of Azra'a Chosni. Kitzalo amok l'shev z'bevesi alken huskam etzlo kabel rabonis. That is, he needed to get a rabonis position. His son-in-law, Rav Kook. And what? Let's see how his father-in-law reacted. Va'ani b'chisi b'mriris libi al shev v'notzai garmuli shenan latzul l'kabal rabbonis b'oviv yomov. I was so sad that he had to do this
in the spring of his life.
Yeah, spring of his life. Ne'lachtzei udchak she'ev sh'arli lachzikon etzli. I couldn't support him. Yossi shomer isi ha'beis merchas ha'beis tefila shem. So this is what I told him. The Zosivisi lo, last two lines. Shreish Dover Rabbanusu Yirilasos Beis HaMerchatz Beis HaTfilah V'Chotzer Beis HaKnesses. He told him to make a mikvah. He told him to make a Beis HaMerchatz,
And I told him also, Gam Yir loses Erevin, L'hakiv has kol ha'ir. He told his son-in-law, you should make an Erev. Ki onig Shabbos. 24. The Tova l'bnei ha'ir. U'chol ha'pachos la'arev is chotzer beis ha'knesses. At least he should make an Erev by the shul. Because there'll always be people coming in carrying something. That's what he told his son-in-law. And what does his son-in-law respond? Rav Kook.
Lo hiskim.
Achahu lo hiskim la'arev is kol ha'ir. Bipnei tanas ha'mishkenos Yaakov. She la'arev derech harabim ein suras ha'pes ha'mo'ed la'atir. Achotze beis ha'knesses tikno tekev. The chotze beis ha'knesses is not a thoroughfare. So he wanted to take in the chotze beis ha'knesses that he did right away. But to make it in the city, the whole city, he wouldn't agree. See, that's why I always like to point out. People think, you know, Rav Kook, you know, they don't understand Rav Kook. He wasn't a man that just said everything goes, and you know, he was an Ohr of Yisrael, but he had his shittas.
You
know,
he.
Right. But he was. He was very, you know, I tell you, my opinion, Rav Kook was more machmir in his truvas than Rav Moshe Feinstein. Okay, so today, I don't know if you can get away with saying I'm the rabbi following Mishkanos Yaakov, so you know. I mean, he's talking.
I don't know that he's telling people to follow Mishkanos Yaakov. It's just
he's saying
me as the rabbi.
He's not creating
me as the rabbi.
He's not being somech on Mishkanos Yaakov.
Yeah, right.
You know, if already people were.
You're assuming there's more than one shul in the town.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you Malibu do
that? You know, Irvin.
Maybe because the previous rabbi like Mishkanos Yaakov.
Yeah. So he. I mean, Mishkanos Yaakov is a very big kumra. Mishkanos Yaakov. See, the Beis Ephraim thought that's not the. I think the Pashup Shad and Hagos Oshri is what the Mishkanos Yaakov said. Whether we should pass it like the Hagos Oshri, that's a separate question. But. But that was the... Now, Rav Shach always likes to point out the Maram Rutenberg here on page 9 and page 10 and 11. That's what became the Minhag Olam. He writes here about losses nulos. The only here these are done. The leisa rishus harabim, lo boy in the ila. So that's the became the as Rav Shechter pointed out. That became the minhag Yisrael. That if there's no rishus harabim, then you don't need losses nulos. You just need a tzursa pesach. But you don't need, or even a delis. It doesn't have to be royal in all. Could be enough, not nulos. Which is against the Hagos Oshri and against the Mishkanos Yaakov Paskins like the Hagos Oshri, because he says you don't need a Rishus Rabin to have, even if you don't have a Rishus Rabin, but you have a public thoroughfare that's not a Rishus Rabin, still you need Plosus Nulus.
Are there other places where you're passing like Hagos Oshri coming out of?
Wait, why did he,
How come this suddenly became such a major change?
Right. I mean, yeah, that's a good question. Why did he think that was the Pashup Shat, the Paskin like the Hagos Oshri? Maybe he thought that,
For Kerr, the Hagos Oshri learned like him, right?
Well, Hagos Oshri is first. He's Paskini like the Hagos Oshri. Who's him?
Maram.
So the Maram Rutenberg is saying a different word. He's saying that as long as the place is not Rishus Harabim, then you don't need Glossus Nulus, and then Tzuras HaPesach would be good enough.
Right.
as the Gemara Shech explained, it means you wouldn't say Asurabim Vadla Mechitzta. So, and that's the yisod of all the, as Rav Shech pointed out, that's the yisod of all Erevin, to find, to try to explain why it's not a Rishus Rabbah. And once we can do that, then you don't need Losses Nul, because Losses Nul, Loss Balayla, no one could do that. Mizman Hazeh. It's amazing that they did it in Mizman, in Yerushalayim, that Rav Yochanan says that the Shari Yerushalayim were closed every night.
Well, lots of walled cities were,
right,
as a protection for the inhabitants against whoever would be attacking them if they didn't close the gates.
Right, right. So we don't have that today.
Maharani is talking about what.
Yeah, everyone agrees 16 amos. The question is, do you also need 600,000 feet? I'll tell you why. They talk about this, like you have this Mishnah here, from page 2. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, they used to have these Pasi Biros, right? They had the well in the middle, and then they had like L-shaped walls, right? And the question is, what if there's a public road going through? So he says, "Im haya derech rishus harabim mifsakos misalkenu letzadim." So Rabbi Yehuda says you have to reroute it, or else he can't carry in here, because the public road. And Rav Chacham eino tzarech, because Chacham say that lo asirab mevat lemechitzta. You see, so that's a machlokus who we hold like. So, but the Gemara says, you need, but even the Chachamim, who say, Lo Asirabim, it's only if you have Shem Dal Mechitzis. You have, you know, but if you only have Tzuras HaPesach, so then some hold that that's not Shem Dal Mechitzis, and you would say, Asirabim Vat Lemechitzta. So the question is, what did you have? Was this a public? It probably was a public thoroughfare, but was it? But is it so muchach that it was Tezayin Amah? So some Rishonim say, yeah. And if you hold, you need Shishim Ribo. There was Shishim Ribo going through this. Hard to believe. I mean, the Or Zeruah says the Rabbim shem Shishim Ribo. You need Rabbim Shishim Ribo to Mavatal Mechitzta. But like Rav Shechta said, the Pashup Shad is, no, that's a Shus Rabbim, but when the Gemara uses the phrase Asur Rabbim Vatla Mechitzta, the Pashup Shad, like Rav Shechta said, it just means a public thoroughfare.
In the case of Pasi Biros, he set up for the Ole Rega.
Yeah.
So presumably a lot of people, the highway.
Yeah.
It must have been a major thoroughfare, that's kind of the point.
I mean, the question is how big was it? I mean,
this one's cold.
Oh, right. So that's the question. What's the, and the Gemara uses that lashon, Asur Rabbim, you know, it's not clear in the Gemara that it means or Shishim, or even Tezayin Amah. The Rabbeinu Peretz as well, page 6. Says, get to the last three lines of the end of the bracket. Elavade mayim pachas mitazayin amma. Yochakam rabbanu bekis rabba vatla mechitzta amatz. Sorry, the bekis rabba vatla mechitzta gamba pachas mitazayin amma. So he also says that. And it doesn't have to be tazayin amma. It's just a rabbin.
Of course,
yeah. I mean, the Rav Yoh here on page 8 says not that way. He says no. If you want a mevatel mechitzis, look what he says.
Hani Kulu, page 8. The Bevatli Mechitzta, the Market Isla, Market Isla, had adopted Rishus HaRabim Gemura. That's Zayin Amaz Rochav, who foolish mishtet stodim, Dumas Yerushalayim. And he says like you. Osim possibly be bros, Shema Abidin Asam Rishus HaRabim, Drachim Rechavim, Sha'olim Bahem Yerushalayim. Because it was in the middle of a real... Yeah. But if it's not the Zainama, then, you know, it's not Rishus Rabin, and you don't say also Rabin about Lim Chitzta. So... And then there's the Mogen of Ram. That says he even needs Shishim Rebo. It's a... On page 19, the famous Magen Avraham, Shin Samach Gimel Mem. On the end of Sifkat Mem, on page 19, in the last four lines, he says, "Efshar the lo mikri rabim pchusim yishishim ribo." So that means if you don't have 600,000 people going down that road.
Don't worry about it.
So... It's a huge kula.
And it just shows up in the Achronim? It doesn't show
up? Well, you have... Again, as I said, you have the Rav Yoh, that it says it has to be Tezayin Amma. We have it in the...
Rav Yoh says...
Well, he might not hold that you ever need Shishim Rebo. But he holds you need Rishus HaRabim. So if you hold that Rishus HaRabim means Shishim Rebo, you would need Shishim Rebo.
Right, but Shishim Rebo is the first place it ever shows up?
No, the Rashi, Bahag. The Bahag is the first one who invented the... It's not in the Gemara. I told you, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein once said he feels that's the Rabbi Jackson once told me this from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. He says he thinks it's one of the most difficult shittas. Because it's not anywhere in the Gemara that says Shishim Rebo. So the Bahag and the some Rishonim, half of the Rishonim don't hold from that. That's why I told you, Rav Aaron Cutler wanted that in America we should be machmir that Tezayin Amma is and you don't need Shishim Rebo. And Rav Moshe was the Mekel. People always think, oh, Rav Moshe was so machmir and everybody. He was the Mekel. He said no. You need the minhag in Europe was always that you need Shishim Rebo also. So what did the people do? They made an Erev even if there is Shishim Rebo. And then he said, okay, you went too far.
How far Ocean Parkway was always the one I remember that was like the big.
Well, that was the original. Right. Yeah. But there's Ocean Park. How many people today go on Ocean Parkway in a given day? Does it say on your phone?
Yep.
Now you can,
supposedly they did a survey back at the time of the same thing. Supposedly they did it. They came out. I don't know what the command was, but it was more than Shishim Rebo.
Right. That was the whole discussion back then. In the early 80s when they were the whole tumult started. Well, what does it say? Let's say on your phone. Today, that was before you had you had Google and all these things that didn't exist back then. Now you should be able to get this information, right? And,
you have to not ask. Shishim Rebo is in 24 hours or just during
Kol-yom.
The day?
Kol-yom.
You figure 24 hours.
Well, 125,000 cars pass the Brooklyn Bridge every day.
How many? Well, and then the whole discussion that we had previously, whether you count the people in the cars. Right, that was the whole discussion we had, that maybe the people in the cars. But if you don't count the people in the cars, then you have nothing. Oh. Well, I'd like to know how many people...
Well, how are they going to know how many people, are they going to estimate how many, how many, you know.
I imagine they have people standing, I mean, whoever did it, you have to.
125,000 cars are going across Brooklyn Bridge every day.
Not even she's a rebound.
It's almost impossible, I mean, to have that many in a day.
Right. But that's what other posts can say, that how can, is it, people will make them based on they don't have Shishimibo on one street, then when, you know, then you make it irrelevant.
It's a hard standard.
Right, very hard.
To hit.
Right.
What?
It seems that I have 125,000 cars a day go over the Brooklyn Bridge. Ocean Parkway has people going to other places besides from Brooklyn. People going to this bridge and that bridge.
Right, people going to
the other bridge. And you can't have the same people twice, right? They're going and they're coming. Most of the people are going
there. If a person comes back and forth twice, do they count as two people or one? You're assuming they're counting as multiple people.
Yes, of course. Well, it swears like that, huh?
I mean, if they call different...
Okay, I drive this way, then I turn around and drive that way. Am I one person or two?
Most of the people coming from Staten Island to Manhattan.
Let's go count them as one.
Okay.
Now let's look at the famous tshuva of the Rav Chaim Volozhiner on page 20. This is also they put in that book. They put in the Beis Ephraim, the Mishkot Yaakov, and they've also put Rav Chaim Volozhiner. We know the Mishkot Yaakov was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. That's why Rabbi Josh Hoffman always would discuss with me the fact, maybe the Rabbi, I mean, we always talk about this. We talked about this many times. Rabbi Joshua Hoffman, Zatzal, would always told me that it's interesting that Rav Chaim Volozhiner, you know, was the Talmud of the Gra, so no tefillin in the Chol HaMoed, but the Mishkanos Yaakov is the one who wrote the Tshuva to put on tefillin on the Chol HaMoed. So he broke the tradition from his Rebbe and his Rebbe's Rebbe. But here he's writing a tshuva to his Talmud. So Shekosov Shagam Das Rashi, page the Matzrik Shishim Ribo, the Rebbe Yishus Rabbim, La Haidu Beplati Adavka. Amal Srati Havi Yishus Rabbim La Olam. In other words, if you have a thoroughfare, then he thinks that you don't even need Shishim Ribo. That's what the Mishkos Yaakov says. And now his Rebbe says, Yofa Kivin. He likes what he said. Upashar Ubarar B'divrei Rashi. Uvuzem Estalku Rov Harayah Shehivi Maloso Neged HaMatzrichim B'kiya Shishim Ribo. Shekosov, page 21. Shabbataltalim. Yeah, that's what he writes in the foot of Dalad, yeah. When you count the goyim. Pasha, Kosov Shem, Metaldom of Ur Shehim Derech HaRabim Overis Al Dei Tzurus HaPesach Over Mel Isser Daraisa Ozil Shatotsu Shatoyfeis Ikir Das HaMuchamis Pesuk Derech HaRabim Fas Kosom. Whereas he's saying that he's following the sheet of the Mechamos Nawat at Osir Rabim in Vatal Mechitzam. The sheet is Tois Hashem, Kamaduchti, Kaimon Rabban, and the Sagi Vashem Dal Mechitzas. Fila Omdin Bem Tapila, Shlekim Kolat Snodim, Al Tsur Sapesel, Havishus Rabban Rabban, Koshik Henechadikish. So he's saying that what? That he would say Osir Rabim in Vatal Mechitzam. If you would have, yeah. according to Tosfos, you won't say it. Kol shekein hechad igu shnei mechitzuk mush. Yeah. Imser naharach. Yeah. Kol mokam ein din ze muskim kol poskim ובדרבון קיימו לון תוכל לך חמק ובסדר המשבוס בכל זאת תזיין עמו אם הוא שרתי אבי ועדי גם לדעת רשי בויד לוסוס. So he's saying that if you have a sratia then you need lossos. Because he's saying that whenever it's a public thoroughfare, sratia means it's a road that goes from one city to the other. But he says, "He is welcome to Hamlet." Says Barov Ayoros, "Hashayachim la'adon ha'ir yachid." But if there's a private owner that we discussed last week, so if it's a private owner, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So if it's privately owned, then it's not a Rishus HaRabim.
Quasi-governmental end up, like for instance, you go across a bridge, it's not owned actually by everybody, it's owned by the Triborough Bridge and Tunnel Authority, or owned by whatever, it's not
the government.
What?
It's the government, it's a branch of the
not
government.
Not that simple.
Yeah.
It's not privately owned.
It's not privately owned, but it's not public either. It's a quasi-governmental entity.
It's a separate from the city, but it's government.
Uh-huh. Not in a simple way.
Okay.
Well, that we discussed last week, the streets that are privately owned. But let me ask you, a street that's privately owned, could somebody say, okay, now I'm not letting anyone
usually
go?
Usually not. If it's been used by the public, it's something called an easement, so you can no longer say, yeah, but I'll
which is why right. A lot of things will close one day a year. A lot of things that are private will close one day a year and say that is the to keep it private. If there is a one day a year and that demonstrates your ownership.
A lot of places in the city where you see on the sidewalk a little flag, and the property line.
There's one on the village. There's one in the village that I know.
You're right. So
he's saying. Right. So the first point he's saying is that even if you hold Shishim Ribo, that doesn't apply to a public. Road that's going from one place to another.
The highways are always
Rishus HaRabim. Right, highways, yeah, that's Rav Shechter's very into that. They're always Rishus HaRabim.
Okay.
And then he's saying that if it's a private, if it's privately owned, then it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Like we said last week.
Does
anybody
else say we hold like
Rabbanan,
who say,
So, is he saying that? What is he saying? That's what the Mishkas Yaakov said. Ashakosav, meaning what you wrote, the Mishkas Yaakov, that if... So, you're following the sheet of the what? That also Rambam Vatla Mechitza. Well, Shitas Tosus, Chaimel Krabanon, that once you have Dal Mechitzas, so then you don't see also Rambam. Vilom de Ben Tzapilush. They can call it Stodim Lutzur Spesel, obviously it's Rambam Krabanon.
And that sounds like
Sotos
is a big name now.
Right, so what is he saying? What is he saying? Is he saying that that's only Shitas Tosfos, but if you hold like the Ramban, then not.
I guess people could argue
that Tosfos is not. Maybe what is he saying in this paragraph? The Talmud Mevuah Shem Derech Harabim Veres Al Deit Sur Sapeh. He's saying you violate an Issa Daraisa, and that's if you hold like Melchamus.
Yeah.
But according to Tosis, it wouldn't be an Issa Deraisa. That's what they say, a special quote from Rav Salvechik, that his son Ol Chaim, he said, his father held like Asiram Mevada Mechitzta, like Rav Chaim Volozhina. And therefore, he was always against the public heirs.
Yeah, this is the exact, again, at least. I'm confused who's saying what here. Someone's saying that
kind of went to he's speaking back to he's writing a letter to the Mishkanos Yaakov.
Right.
She says, but you said that if it's Derech Rabim, you violated Issa Deraisa, that's if you hold like the Muhammas.
Okay.
But according to Shitas Tosis, maybe not. So it's not clear that he's saying that the Chumrah. He's just saying that maybe if I can, maybe he's saying the Kula. Maybe saying if you only Shitas Tosis Nana, maybe we should follow Shitas Tosis.
But this seems to be discounting that and saying that Tosos only said that because it wasn't his Zayinama.
Right. Okay, so Lamaisa Rabosai comes out that the main things we're saying tonight are the Hagot Sashri's opinion that you can't have it in any place. Only way the Mishkanos Yaakov learned Hagot Sashri, whenever it's a public road, you can't make an error. So as you said, that makes it limited.
Right. It's impossible.
Basically. Yeah, to my backyard.
Right.
And that's it.
Here are Pateras, or even maybe you could do you and your neighbor.
Yeah, your neighbor, your backyard. And the Beis Ephraim says, no, that's not the Pshat in Hagos Oshri. Hagos Oshri meant that if it's a Rishus, like Tosis, that if it narrows, then it's a Rishus Rabbim, and then still it's going to battle the Mechitza. But if you don't have any Rishus Rabbim at all, then it's not going to battle the Mechitza. So the Minhag Olam is not to follow the Mishkos Yaakov. Even though Rav Kook, he didn't want to put an Erev up that was against the Mishkanos Yaakov. And I can't imagine how many... Rav Kook wasn't even talking about the Shishim Ribo. Shishim Ribo, for sure, he wouldn't have allowed. He's saying, even though no Shishim Ribo, it's just a public thoroughfare, he wouldn't allow. Next week, Rav Zashan, I want to finally show you the Tshuva of Rav Chaim Oizer, who mattered the Erev in Paris.
You go to Paris?
Mm-hmm. He's the Erev?
My son is there right now.
Never been there
in Paris. So that's the big that's the big thing. Rav Chaim Oizer's tshuva. So Bez Hashem, because Rav Chaim Oizer was considered from the Poisek Hador in Vilna. But these Rabbanim preceded him, and this was the big Bechos. But then once, so Rav Chaim Oizer's tshuva has a lot of significance in this discussion of building an Erev in a big city. So next week we're doing Tisha. Whenever we're going to, is next week the week right before? The Rav asked me to give a packet on Tisha B'Av. So we're going to speak about the minhag of what we do with tefillin on Tisha B'Av. This idea of not putting it in the morning and night.
Right.
What is that? What's that all about? Because either you put on tefillin or you don't put on tefillin. What is this this minhag that we have of not putting on tefillin in the morning? But so that was the topic that I decided to do this year for Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av Shenidcha was last year already. So we have a lot of Tisha B'Av. Yeah.